Case number 10495, Prime LLC, northwest of Route 305, southwest of Route 24. A variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Your name, sir?
Marvin Ingram.
Richard. And your current address?
31345 Red Mill Drive.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening. I'm Daniel Myers here on behalf of Prime LLC. And this is a request for a 24-foot front yard setback variance. I submitted a list of exhibits, and if you look at the first exhibit, Exhibit 1, you'll see a house, a one-and-a-half-story frame dwelling. This was a dwelling that was constructed on this property sometime between 1931 and 1944. We couldn't tie it down. But if you'll see, it was built at 9.8 feet from the front yard setback. And it had been there since, at the latest, 1944, until the property was purchased in 2008 by Prime LLC. Prime LLC's plan for the property was to demolish this building and build a new building on the property. As a part of that, they thought that the it was grandfathered because it had been there since 1944 in that same location. And in addition, hired a septic engineer. And there's a copy attached as Exhibit 4 of a septic plan for the property. And if you take a look at that plan, it shows where proposed two-bedroom garage apartment was to be placed on the property. The purchaser of the property had a mistaken belief that that was an approval by the county to place the property in its prior location, as far as, for the front yard setback. If you take a look at that exhibit, you'll see, because of the unique small shape of this lot, that in the rear, where the septic is the only place that the septic could be placed because of the DENREC limitations on the 100-foot well arcs. In the back, they had to construct a special well in the front with only a 50-foot arc. But there's nowhere else that you could move the house and put the septic in order to make this a buildable lot without the availability of public water or sewer. In addition, this house was here since 1944, and if you see where it says possible wastewater disposal systems, you wouldn't want to move that back and build a house and potentially disturb those areas as a part of new construction. So they were really limited when they bought the lot as to placing it where it was before. If you look at the survey attached as Exhibit 3, you'll see that the house was placed at 16 feet from the front yard setback, whereas the original house was only 9.8. So they did increase a distance of almost 7 feet from the prior setback. So they didn't increase the setback violation. They actually moved it back, and they moved it back as far as they could to still meet the DENREC regulations from the distance between the septic and the house, the 10 feet distance. So they moved it as back as far as they could, with still meeting both requirements. And next, attached as Exhibit 2 is a satellite photograph of the property, and you'll see where the arrow is. That was the location of the prior house. This is dated 2005, before the prior house was torn down. If you look at the line of houses there, it's a little bit in front, and as the surveys show, it was moved back almost 7 feet. So, the violation wouldn't alter the character of those five or six houses, because it's actually moved back and they're in a line, so it wouldn't affect the character of the neighborhood. I don't know if you've driven by, but you know, this is a new house, and all the other ones were built in the late 40s and 50s, and it's a great addition to the neighborhood. In addition, it's a stick-built house on a permanent foundation, so the difficulty in moving the house, you know, let alone the lot size and the limitations on the well and the septic, would place a great difficulty on the current applicant. We'd ask that you grant the 24-foot front yard setback variance. And I have Marvin Ingram here. Are you the owner of Prime
LLC? Yes, I am. Yes.
And did you listen to what I told the board?
I certainly did.
And is everything I said true and correct?
As far as I know, it certainly is.
To ask that the variance be granted.
Prime LLC, are they the builder?
The developer.
And they're the ones who obtained the permit?
Yeah.
Okay. And the permit listed the setback requirements?
Yes, it did.
Okay. But you still assumed that you could build in the old footprint?
I assumed that because of the way the drawing was that the engineer did for the septics and well. I didn't question it. And I'd figured it was grandfathered in because the old house that we tore down was practically sitting out on the street, maybe like 9 feet from the road.
How many square foot house is it?
It's a garage apartment. It's probably 28 by 30, 28 by 28, I think, maybe.
A lot of buildable space.
Any further questions, Mr. Brooks? Mr. Anton? Mr. Mills? Any further? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the property is unique in not only the size of the lot, but also the restrictions that are involved in the septic and the well. I believe it enables reasonable use of the property, and it is less of a variance than the original structure. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 10495.
Second that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10495. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.